Well, I do want to ask you about the football because we haven't actually talked about that yet. It is the biggest tournament with 48 teams competing. How are the Socceroos placed this year?
Look, we're in a tricky group. We're coming up against three nations who have their own kinds of qualities and motivations. Our opening game against Turkey, I think, is going to be a particularly tricky one. Turkey haven't participated in the World Cup for a long time, but they are a really excellent team with some real superstars playing at the highest level at their clubs. Then, of course, we play against the host nation in the USA, and they're going to have a huge fan base behind them, a lot of momentum from their country to do well. And then we come against Paraguay. And they're, you know, South America as a nation generally are extremely tricky when playing in major tournaments. They find a different level. So I think the Socceroos have a real challenge ahead of them. I reflect back on the group stage in Qatar. You know, we really sort of squeezed out of that group in quite lucky circumstances. And so, yeah, I think while we may not be able to sort of perform at the level required to go all the way, I think the expanded format potentially gives us a bit of a Hail Mary where we can maybe just sneak through in third place in our group. That's what I'm hoping.
Okay. Look, I'm sure it'll come as a shock to nobody that football is not my forte. I've drawn Ecuador in the office sweep.
Ooh.
What does that mean?
That's great. Ecuador, a great team. Really fun to watch. Yeah, like a really good group I think they're in as well. It's going to be some really fun matchups. And so like as a neutral, like you just want to watch good football, right? Like that's why we're all here. So I'm going to be watching heaps of the games that don't involve Australia because I just want to watch some really
good teams.
What
are you most excited about?
Oh, I really want to see how far Morocco go personally. So Morocco are a bit of a dark horse. They reached the semifinals back in 2022. They were the first African nation to do so. And they've got a real sense of momentum and support behind them as well back home. They're a really interesting story. I think who of the big nations could get bundled out early is always a really fun one as well. Like I think back to, like a couple of World Cups ago where we saw Brazil get knocked out after getting annihilated by Germany. Like I think those kinds of like dramatic games are going to be really enticing for everyone to watch.
Okay, well, we really appreciate you taking us through all of that and such a considered take on both the games and everything else surrounding it. Thanks so much for your time.
Oh, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
That was Sam Lewis, a football journalist based in Sydney. You can find more of Sam's work on theguardian.com and we've linked to their latest piece on the Full Story page. That's it for today. This episode was produced by Lou Hill and Karishma Luthria. Sound design and mixing by Joe Koning. The executive producer of Full Story is Hannah Parks. If you like this episode, don't forget to subscribe or follow Full Story wherever you listen to your podcasts. And please leave us a review. I'm Nord Haider. Catch you next time.